My name is Herbert Rhodes, and I was born in 1917. My father's name was Herbert, and he was a general dealer in Oulton. And I used to go round with him when I was a schoolboy. We used to visit Swillington, Methley, Woodlesford, up North Lane, Greenlee, and all those areas. We sold to the farmers. Mostly we took the paraffin for them for their oil lamps. And there'd be soap and cloths and that sort of stuff, you know.
And how did you deliver them?
By horse and cart. It was a proper dealer's cart with shelves, and at the back there was the two tanks for the paraffin, and also the places for the bottles for the turpentine and the ammonia that the housewife used to use for the washing in those days.
So it had been specially designed for the job?
Oh, yes, yes, it was specially made for it, for the job, yes.
Where did you live?
Number 6, Carvely Road, Oulton.
And is that where you kept the horse and the cart?
There was 3 big sheds behind. The top shed, there were the 2 carts. They had 2 carts. The middle shed was the stables. And the bottom shed was a big shed where all the goods were kept. I know that the horse was called Tommy. It was an old war horse. When it got too old, when he couldn't go round, he walked that old horse to a home for horses at Marley, walked it all the way there to put it in a home, you know, a field.
Did you deliver to individual people's houses then?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, we used to go knocking on the door. We had rounds, you know. I mean, Friday was Swillington round, Saturday was Methley and Mickletown round. I think Monday we did the village up North Lane and all round there.
And did you go as far as Rothwell?
No, we never went to Rothwell.
What can you tell me about your father's family? What about your uncles and things like that?
Not much at all. We only knew one uncle, an Uncle Percy, who lived up in Woodlesford, up Midland Street, right towards the top, and he had a butcher's shop up there, Uncle Percy.
And you used to go and see him, did you?
No. There's a story there that we could never fathom out in the family. When my father's mother died, my grandma, Percy, my Uncle Percy, my father, fell out, and they never spoke after that. And we could never find out why. But when Uncle Percy died, my father made my brother Alan and me go up and see his widow and go to the funeral. But he still wouldn't go to the funeral himself. There was that something between them. They would pass one another in the street and not speak. And I know when we went up, when Uncle Percy died, his widow said something to the effect that what fools they both were, you know, to myself and Alan.
Do you know anything about how your father came to be a general dealer?
I've no idea, except that in what we call the saddle room, which they call it a tack room now, don't they? There used to be a picture of him in a soldier's uniform. And it was one of the Guards regiments. And apparently he'd enlisted or enrolled, whatever it was, when he was underage. But they accepted him. And the schoolmaster and vicar at that time came to some arrangement and bought him out. But other than that, I can't tell you. We never found out.
But that would be something like the period of the Boer War, wouldn't it?
Something like that, yes, yeah. I think my mother came from Rothwell and she lived near the Cross when she was a little girl. A sister lived at Middleton and occasionally we would walk up there. I remember going up there pushing the pram with it would be my sister Anne in it. And we used to walk up to Middleton and then walk back occasionally. And we also had an old lady, they called her Auntie Liz. And she used to come dressed in black, and we thought she was a witch. Because she was, my mother used to hate her coming. She was one of those ladies that would come and want to start cleaning and, you know, the old type and finding fault. So whether she was from my father's side or my mother's side, she would only come very, very rarely. But when she came, my mother was glad when she'd gone. Well, we all were, actually.
So tell me what you can remember about your house then. How many rooms did it have and what was inside?
2 up and 2 down, you know, normal one, you know. Stone flagged floor, the stairs up and just the front bedroom and the back bedroom. That was all. I remember when I had to go and get my appendix out, just 18, I used to sit in the... I was a bed pushed up near the window overlooking Calverley Road and listen to the miners on a morning walking to work and seeing the carts go by and everything, traffic and people.
And did you have water inside the house?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, we had water. We had paraffin lamps and then gas was put in. And I couldn't tell you when electric was put in. But I know when gas was put in, we thought it was marvellous because we had a gas, little gas, what do you call it, gas ring. So instead of having to light the fire on the morning and boil the kettle, we could turn that on, you know. We thought it was marvellous.
Yeah. And what did your mum do then? Did she just look after the house?
She just looked after the house and baked and cooked and washed and did. Monday was washing day. There used to be a lady called Arnott's come. They lived up Greenlee, top of North Lane, and help her on a Monday with the washing, because, of course, with all the family week she had, there was a big washing day. And before we went to school, we had to fill the set pot up, as we called it. Well, it's the boiler set in bricks, you know, the fire underneath for the washing. And we used to have to fill that up, get the fire lit, make sure there was a bit of coal near hand for her. That was before we went to school. We had to get that done ready for them.
And did you pay Mrs. Arnott?
Oh, yes, yes. Apparently, I think Mrs. Arnott, she had two daughters and her husband had been killed in the pit, in some accident in the pit. So, of course, on those days, she was on what they called parish. And it was only a small sum. And she did a bit of washing like that to get a few coppers, you know. And I remember coming home from school, when school finished, my mother and Mrs. Arnott would be sat and they'd be having a cup of tea or a mug of tea and a bit of tea cake, you know, with a bit of butter on. Sat down after they'd had the hard day washing and doing, you know.
So she'd be a little bit older than your mum then?
I think she was, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, rather stout lady she was, if I remember her coming down.
What about neighbours? Can you remember who lived next door?
Next door was Chadwick's, and then Armitage, and then Hammond's, number 12, the end one, yeah.
And what about opposite you then, or across Carverley Road?
Opposite, what did they call it? There used to be a baker's up there, Mr. Taylor, very well known in the village. I know when he retired, at the bottom of North Lane, if you're looking up North Lane, on the right, he built himself a house, and we nicknamed it the Bun Palace. It always went as a Bun Palace.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
That house that Andy? I don't know if it's still known as that.
Do you know where your dad got his stuff from? Where did he get the supplies from? Were they delivered or did he have to go and get them?
Well, they would order the paraffin and the ammonia. They used to come in a wagon with it. Not a tanker as we know it today. It had tanks on, but they had 5-gallon measures and they used to open the tap and fill that and then they had to gift that and tip it in our tanks. It was a heavy job for them, you know.
So what about going to school? How old were you when you went to school and what can you remember about going to school?
I can remember a lot about going to school and Ted Huller, Albert Wright, the three of us, we were, you know, always together. Joined the choirs together. We were in the concert parties together. Well, I went to the infants and then went right up through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 classes. There was a Mr. Daft was a headmaster. Mr. Plows used to teach the class below. And then there was a Miss Bell, lived up Quarry Hill. A Miss Nettleton lived round by the forge. Mr. Daft's class was class 7, Powell was 6, Miss Bell was 5, Miss Nettleton was 4. The infants was up to 5, I think. 4, 5, 6 and 7 it would be, I think. Miss Nettleton, Miss Bell, Mr. Plows, and then the head teacher, Mr. Daft.
And did Mr. Daft get a lot of stick for his name?
Oh, yes, from the lads, yes. You'd have to let him know, of course.
What did you call him?
Well, Mr. Daft, and that was it. I think he came, lived in Rothwell, I think. He came from Rothwell.
And tell me about the, how you were taught then in the 1920s. What was what happened in the classroom?
Well, you had the board, and you were set a task. You were taught things, history and the usual things. You had a drawing lesson. Friday afternoons, when you got into Mr. Plough's class, Friday afternoons was sport. We used to go up to the rec for a football match or something like that, or a run round.
And where was the rec?
The corner of Methley Lane and Wakefield Road. There was two football pitches, I think. The big one and the training one and the cricket field. Oh, and a tennis court as well, yeah.
And were you in the football team?
In school football, yes. But when I left school, that was it. We used to play the local teams, Stanley and Rothwell. And I think that was... I don't know whether we played Woolsford or not. We might have done. I can remember playing Stanley.
What was the discipline like at school?
Very strict. Oh, yes, you got the cane if you stuck out a line, you know. 9 o'clock open, then you got a bit of playtime, back in the rest of the morning. I think you went home for an hour and a half, was it? I think it was. It came back at 1:30 till 4 o'clock. That was it. And the register came out and answered your name. The name was called out and you answered, sir.
Did you get any kind of reward for...
The only reward I got was the watch for being there 7 years without missing. Major Carvely, who was the school patron or whatever, these, I don't know how it came about, whether he had it written in the laws or whatever. If you did 7 years perfect attendance, you got a silver watch. And of course, with me doing 7 years perfect attendance, when it came to my turn, all the school was turned out in the big schoolyard, lined up in your classes, and I was kept back a while, and then a bit of a table was put out on front, and Major Carvely and some other teachers and one or two other people, and then I was brought out and presented with the watch. Major Carvely presented it, yeah.
And were there any other children in your year who got one as well?
No, I can't remember anybody else except Alan and myself getting a watch.
And Alan was a bit older than you, wasn't he?
He was 2 years older than me, right. Yes. The watch that you see there belongs to Alan. I got one 2 years after with this the same presentation, but with my name on it. But when I was taken prisoner at Tobruk, we had what they call the small pack, you know, with the soldiers, and you kept all your mementos in there. Well, I had the watch and a few other things. I had a little pennant that I got from some juries we took. But I lost my small pack when I was taken prisoner and the watch was in it. And when my brother Alan died, I was home then after the war. This was after the war. I went down to his funeral and I was talking to Vera, his widow. And the watch, mention of the watch came up. And I said, I'd lost mine, you know. And she gave me his watch.